The brain is remarkable. Scientists are revealing the secrets of the human brain using advanced techniques like brain scans. Though much remains to be discovered, we've identified 12 fundamental rules illuminating how this incredible computing device operates. 1. Exercise. Sitting still slows the brain. Physical activity is crucial for keeping both body and mind in top condition. Take Jack LaLanne, the retired TV exercise guru, for instance. At the age of 70, he swam across California's Long Beach Harbor, towing 70 boats filled with passengers. His dedication to exercise and healthy eating kept him sharp-witted and quick on his feet. Anthropologists say our ancient ancestors walked long distances each day to find food, which shaped their brains for activity. As our brains were forged in the furnace of physical activity, you need to exercise to use your full IQ. Being a couch potato makes your mind and body dull. But you can sharpen your mind by doing aerobic exercise, like walking for 30 minutes a few times a week. This not only boosts your brain power but also lowers your chances of dementia. For kids who struggle to focus, getting active can make a difference. When you move, your body sends oxygen to your cells, helping them clear out waste from digesting food. This keeps your brain cells healthy and running smoothly. Your brain needs oxygen more than anything else to work well. It uses up about 20% of your body's energy. Sadly, our modern lifestyles often mean sitting still for long stretches, which isn't great for our brains. But if schools and workplaces made time for physical activity, everyone would be sharper, healthier, and more productive. 2. Survival. Our brain is a big win in evolution. Humans may seem weak physically, but our brains are powerful survival tools. Picture your brain as having three main parts: the lizard brain for basic instincts, the mammalian brain for emotions and socializing, and the cortex for high-level thinking. Thanks to our brains, we've adapted to all kinds of situations over thousands of years. We can handle changes in weather, food, and more. Our brains are like supercomputers, storing memories and helping us solve problems. They're also great at understanding and working with others. We can read people and negotiate with them. However, our brains work best when we feel safe and encouraged. If we're threatened, our performance can suffer because our lizard brain is always on guard. 3. Wiring. Brains are wired individually. Nerve cells, or neurons, resemble squashed fried eggs. The nucleus, or yolk, holds crucial genetic information. The long, tentacle-like edges rapidly send and receive messages in the form of electricity and chemicals. This speedy communication is what underpins learning. The brain's connections between neurons are always changing. Your brain structure is influenced by your surroundings and experiences, like your cultural background. For instance, a musician's brain is wired differently from that of a scuba diver. As kids grow, their brains grow too, especially up to their early 20s. However, changes in the brain can persist throughout life. Researchers have studied intelligence and brain function extensively. Some propose that there are various forms of intelligence. For example, one person might excel in math while another shines in physical activities. Different memories and skills activate different parts of the brain. So, even if you have twins, your brain scan would look different from theirs. Because each brain is unique, educational programs should be tailored to suit individual needs. 4. Attention. If it's not captivating, your brain loses interest. When you're bored, you tend to zone out and miss important details. So, when giving a presentation, aim to hook your audience's attention right from the start. You want them engaged and focused. Trying to do too many things at once is a recipe for mistakes and inefficiency. Studies show that multitasking can lead to 50% more errors and takes 50% longer to complete tasks compared to focusing on one thing at a time. It's been found that chatting on your cell phone while driving is just as dangerous as driving drunk. People tend to remember intense moments more than calm ones because our brains release a chemical called dopamine during emotional events, which helps cement memories. Stressful situations make it hard to focus on details, so it's better to present key ideas first, followed by supporting details in smaller chunks. Keep presentations to around 10 minutes and add entertaining breaks between sections to keep attention high. Scientists studying stroke patients have discovered that the left side of the brain can only focus on what's happening on the right side of vision, while the right side can take in everything at once. This means that if a stroke happens on the left side of the brain, the patient is likely to recover better. 5. Short-term memory, the case for connection. To remember something quickly, it sticks in your short-term or working memory. But if you want to remember it longer, repeat it and connect it to something you know well. For example, students forget 90% of what they learn in class within a month, but if they review it regularly and relate one piece of information to another, they'll remember more. It's easier to remember things that make sense together than random facts. So, it helps to relate new stuff to things you already know. To make sure people remember what you're saying, explain it thoroughly and give examples they can relate to. 6. Long-term memory, the case for repetition. Enhancing your memory with sound and images is just the start. To truly make information stick, your brain needs a stabilizing process called consolidation. Then to keep memory strong, you also need recall and repetition, known as reconsolidation. Memories aren't set in stone. They can change over time. Fresh memories might fade after a few years, making it harder for your brain to recall specific details. Research suggests that our brains sometimes fill in gaps with made-up information to create a cohesive narrative. This has big implications, especially in court where witnesses' reliability is key. To improve memory retention, it's crucial to be intentional. For instance, cramming all night before a test is less effective than spreading out study sessions. So, space out your study time for better results. To remember something well, try these steps. Think about it shortly after learning it. Talk about it with others right away. Review it again after a good night's sleep. 7. Sleep, snooze or lose. Depriving yourself of sleep can seriously mess with your body. Skip out on shut-eye for a few nights, and you'll feel way more than just tired. Expect stomach troubles, crankiness, forgetfulness, feeling lost, and eventually, things might get downright scary with paranoia and seeing things that aren't there. When you're snoozing, your brain isn't kicking back for about 80% of the time, it's buzzing with more electrical activity than when you're awake, according to fancy brain scans. Your body runs on a tight schedule called the circadian cycle, which makes sure you're awake when you should be and asleep when you need to be. Sleep preferences vary based on genetics. Around 10% of people are early risers, referred to as larks or early chronotypes. Roughly 20% of individuals are night owls, known as owls or late chronotypes. The majority of people fall somewhere in between these extremes on the sleep preference spectrum. In the afternoon, your brain tends to slow down, but taking a nap can boost your brain power. A 45-minute nap can supercharge your brain for 6 hours. On the flip side, students who miss even an hour of sleep each night see a big drop in how well they do in school. Not getting enough sleep messes with your focus, memory, mood, and how well you can solve problems or do math. It would be cool if work and school schedules matched our natural sleep patterns. Also, starting school later could help teens who tend to stay up late. 8. Stress, chronic tension hampers learning. A little stress can boost your learning abilities, but when stress becomes chronic, it can harm your brain. Chronic stress might lead to a state known as learned helplessness, where people lose hope and stop trying to solve problems. When stress hits, our bodies kick into fight or flight mode, causing blood pressure to spike and our hearts to race. It can harm our long-term health, increasing the risk of strokes and heart attacks. Chronic stress also takes a toll on our mental abilities. It makes it harder to focus, remember things, and solve problems, which can seriously hinder our learning and productivity. Chronic stress can even lead to severe depression. Constant parental fighting seriously affects children, causing difficulties in controlling emotions, self-soothing, and focusing on others. It also leads to more school absences and lower test scores. Fortunately, a program called Bringing Baby Home by researcher John Gottman, PhD, teaches soon-to-be parents better communication skills. As a result, babies born into these families have healthier brain chemistry compared to infants in households with frequent parental conflict. 9. Sensory integration for best results, use all your senses. To learn better, engage all your senses. When you read, look at pictures too. More inputs mean better learning and remembering. Your brain needs all the information it can get from your eyes, ears, nose, and skin. So, use everything you've got to learn actively. Encountering new things with unique sensory clues, like smells or sounds, helps you remember them better. Starbucks prefers its employees not to wear perfume because it can clash with the smell of coffee in their stores. 10. Vision the eyes have it. Expert wine tasters can be tricked into disregarding their sense of taste and smell by simply changing the color of the wine they're evaluating. This shows how much our brains rely on sight. Our vision system is complicated. When there are gaps in what we see, our brains fill them in. Reading is tricky because our brains treat each letter as a separate visual symbol. 11. Gender. Your sex affects your brain. Scientists have discovered subtle differences in the brains of males and females. For instance, women produce serotonin, a neurotransmitter that makes you feel good, at a slower rate than men. When faced with sudden stress, men tend to withdraw, while women often take on a caring role. However, it's important to remember that individuals may not always fit these general patterns. 12. Exploration. Wonder promotes learning. As babies grow into toddlers, they act like little scientists, always exploring their surroundings and testing what happens when they do things. Their brains are busy collecting information and ideas to help them understand the world around them. Even as adults, our brains stay flexible, allowing us to keep learning new things throughout our lives. Key points. 1. Exercise keeps the brain sharp by combating sedentary habits. 2. Evolutionary brain adaptations aid survival and social interactions. 3. Individualized wiring shapes unique brains, requiring tailored education. 4. Captivating presentations and focus enhance memory and learning. 5. Connecting new knowledge to existing information strengthens memory. 6. Prioritize sleep for optimal brain function, mood, and memory. 7. Curiosity fuels lifelong learning and brain flexibility.